woe. Come back from the intermission. If you can't take the heat, then stay out the kitchen. Just spitting cold facts, ain't nobody dissing. You're gonna see things clearly in night vision.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. All right, listen. I know I said it's dropping on Wednesday every month, but obviously the pandemic's here, and then on top of that, the man and chops and screws and edits the flipping podcast. If I sound a bit stuffy, to get me, I've got a little cold at the moment. I ain't taking no COVID test. To get me, for them to tell me that I got Rona, and then flipping man's running up and down and being flipping a bit edgy because man thinks man's gonna die. Long. Just keep it moving. Drink a Lucozade, a honey and lemon, and just keep it moving. But anyway, what do we have here on this show, on this episode of KV? In line with Shoot the Defense, the best podcast in the world. I can't really get out of my work. I'm smiling. Now listen, this Jack Grealish saga with England, Gareth Southgate not picking him, and I'm looking on the TL and people are upset. Listen, I'm coming from an era of Gascoigne, Scholes, Gerrard. Yeah? I'm coming from an era of Joe Cole. Yeah? I'm coming in from an era of Frank Lampard. Yeah? This is the era I'm coming from. Paul Ince. Even though, yeah, man's got a sewer mouth, it doesn't matter because he was a top player. This is what I'm trying to say. This is how real the podcast is. I'll make jokes. It'll be real jokes, like real life situations. Yeah, I'm not just going to make a joke off a guy and I don't really know him, really too tough, or I don't know the facts on what I'm joking on. Yeah, I know he's got a sewer mouth. That's why I make the jokes on it. He was my manager at MK Dons. I know this. Yeah? This is why I tap in on it every so often. But don't get it twisted. He was a top player. He had everything. He could breeze through and run. He could tackle. He could head. He had both feet. He could strike. He could score. Everything. He had the right mentality in winning. Don't fuck with him. Everything he had. Yeah? But when the jokes are thrown around, he had a sewer mouth. Simple. Yeah, then how this ain't been brought up before, because he never just got a sewer mouth when he came to MK Dons. Yeah, he had a sewer mouth the whole time. Yeah, but it's just me now. You get what I'm saying? Who's touched on it? But this is the era I'm coming from. So when you man are bringing up Jack Grealish, and I'm looking at the thing like, do you get me? I'm not really with it. Nah. After that, they done. What did they do? What did they do? What did he do? Man City or Liverpool or somebody. They done. They spun over and he played well. Listen, I'm not saying he's not a good player. But let's not just be on the TO guy. Jack Grealish, Jack Grealish. Why ain't he involved? And this, that, and the other. Do you get me? He's not this amazing fucking player that... Do you get what I'm saying? Like, come on. Really. Let's look at the thing. Them man, they just survived last year. He's captain of the side. Now you're going to tell me how his teams he's playing in. And So why nobody copped him? And said, yo, we're going to slap down 60 mil, 70 mil, and take him away from you because he's on stuff. Do you understand? Do you understand what I'm seeing now? Coming from the era that I'm coming from, do you understand what I'm seeing now? Now, the list of names, Gerrard, Lampard, Joe Cole, Ince, all these men are Englishmen that's played in the national team. Peak. Peak. He's not on that level. Now, I'm not saying, oh, he has to be on that level or whatever, because I know times has changed and whatever. But let's not make a big meal out of it and just flip him beyond this. Like, I've seen man actually upset. And I'm like, it's not a big deal. Let's just deal with it and get on. If the manager decides to fling him in, then he decides to throw him in. Do you get what I'm saying? Just everybody calm down. Because the talent ain't really there like it was in the last era. You man are going to start talking about our errors, and the younger lot listening to this are going to start talking about our errors and this, that and the other. Your error cannot fuck with our error. Bottom line, period. CR7 and Messi. Neymar. That's it! Don't come and talk to me about nothing else or whatever and this, that and the other. I don't want to hear it. It's dead. I don't want to hear it. Yeah? Them man are elite. Suarez, them man are elite. But come on, man. I can name another 10 man. Off the back of your 3-4, man. And if we go back to error before, we can do it again. Your error cannot fuck with our error. I'm seeing on the TL how people are saying, oh, boom. Everybody talks about rare. You man are on this tricks and flicks and stats. Do you get what I'm saying? Man are putting up votes. Oh, Champions League or World Cup. That's just the era you lot are living in. Just dumb, cuz. How can you tell me about a World Cup and you're putting it to a Champions League? Oh, R9 never won a Champions League. Oh, so what, cuz? Who gives a shit? My man had the whole of Brazil rocking when he tucked against Germany. The whole of Brazil. Every last man was rocking. Now, you've seen how England is when England are playing. Yeah? Now, you're trying to tell me that club football is better than that. Champions League, winning the Champions League is better than that. Huh? You're having a giggle, bruv. Let England touch a semi-final or final and the whole nation will be on flames. Champions League football and World Cup things cannot be put together and say, what would you rather flipping win? And this, that and the other. Or what's more prestigious? Huh? Man throw dirt on R9's name because he ain't won a Champions League. You lot, listen, this is KV, in line with Shoot the Defense, the best podcast in the world. KV stands for night vision. It's my vision. Yeah? My vision, my podcast. You ain't seen a man yet, really, since I've been rocking this, that's come on air and featured. Because I'm not with it. It's my vision, cunts. Simple. KV, in line with Shoot the Defense, the best podcast in the world. Every KV, we're going to have a KV throwback to when I was playing. And we're going to tap into different situations or scenarios with managers, off the field antics, on the field antics, training ground antics. Come up antics through football and this, that and the other. Yeah. Now, this episode this week. Yeah. I seen a lot of man. Whenever I start going on one. Sorry about the sniffing and all that, because flipping man's got a cold. And like I said, I'm not taking no Rona test for them to tell me, yeah, this, that and the other. But anyway, this week's episode, I'm going to tap into. Listen, I might have tapped into it before. Yeah, and I probably told this story before, but it gets on my nerves. It don't rattle me. It just makes me think, like, where are you getting this information from? I was at Hamilton Academicals, or whatever you call them. Yeah. In Scotland. Premier League Scotland, before you man start saying, wah, 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 and chatting shit. Yeah. Right. All right, I didn't click off like I was meant to click off there. But at the time, do you get what I'm saying? 90% is my fault because I just weren't fucking in the right frame of mind. Now, you lot are going to be saying, I can even get paid money and this, that, and the other, and rare, 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 and you're not in the right frame of mind. Listen, it's the same goes for any job, bruv. Do you get what I'm saying? I was pissed off. I had my contract and my PFA registration withheld. I couldn't play in the country, England. Otherwise, I'd have been blessed. I had to go outside of everything and do all this and whatever and this, that, and the other. No problem. Cool. So you're not making jokes over you, whatever you want to make your jokes over. That's blessed. Yeah. But this is the situation that I want to tell. Because man are running jokes. Yeah. Oh, well, when the Hearts players. Was it Hearts? Yeah. When the Hearts players came, you ran. You're damn right I ran, cuz. I already knocked out a man. Or semi-concussed a man, or whatever he was. Yeah. And then the whole team and squad, managers and coaches included, yeah, substitutes, everybody wanted to rush me. So I kicked out. What am I going to do? Stand there and fight every man. There's about 30 men. What am I going to do? I'm going to come out looking like a dickhead. Do you get what I'm saying? So, yeah, I'm nippy as it is already. I'm sharp. Yeah? Sharp, sharp, sharp. Well, them times I was sharp. Kind of sloppy now because flipping. I ain't been keeping up. Like I said on the TO the other day, I've got to get back exercising. Because the body feels like it's breaking down. Yeah? But that's another story. So back then, I'm sharp. So, we have a riffraff. Me and Sosa, or Suso, or whatever his name is. We have a riffraff in the tunnel. Now, they've got this tunnel that you kind of pull out. And you can go underneath like a plastic bit. You pull out, it go on wheels, and you pull it out. And it makes the flipping, you can go underneath it, your teams and whatever, and this, that, and the other. So, it's pushed back at this time. So, you know the bars that's in between? That when it rolls out, it rolls out. So they're just pushed back. Everything's pushed back. Now, he's chitter-chatting. I'm on the side. And I'm thinking to myself, do you know what I'm saying? What are you talking about, bruv? And he's... So anyway, I faced him up. Do you get what I'm saying? And I gave him a one. Wait, let me try to get this right, what I'm going to say. Like, he tries to put his hand on me. So imagine someone reaching out to you and you slap down the hand. As I slap down, bam! UFC thing. Yeah? As I slap down the hand, right hand over the flipping top. Yeah? Now he's gone into the bars. This time, players are coming in. People who's on the sides are seeing this. But they ain't come in yet. So when I landed him on the sides of the tunnel, everybody's rushing in. No, I'm gone, cuz. Long. I was gone. It was over with. From my point of view. Yeah? Now all I hear is, oh, you ran when everybody... Damn right I ran. Who ain't running if 30 man's on them? We're going to stand up and try and be He-Man. Huh? Then all of a sudden, please come. Yeah? These times I'm gone. I've left the situation, the scenario. I've left the flipping ground, everything. I've zoomed off in the car, I'm back in my yard. Club phone me. Blah, blah, blah. There's press that want to chat to you and the police want to chat to you. So obviously, man had to deal with that. That's another story, yeah? I told them exactly what went on, yeah? No charges or whatever, this, that, and the other. And that was it, done. But get the information right. Yeah? Get the information right. Yeah? Before anything happens. And you come out and tell me about, oh, you was running to try and make, belittle me and make me feel like, or try and go on like, to other people like I'm a pussy. It don't work like that. Get the information right first and then check me. Yes. Yes. I ran. When 30 man was coming towards me. I already decked one of their man there. And I ran when I saw every man looking. They was upset. Every man was looking angry. I said, fuck this. I'm a little ute still. So, it's long. Do you get what I'm saying? Little ute. Ute is just a figure of speech. Don't get excuses. I'm not a ute. I'm a big man. Yeah? But I'm small in height. Yeah? But, it's long. Because you seen what Javonte Davis done the other day. Yeah? Yeah? So, don't try and take the piss. Do you get what I'm saying? That uppercut came from the fucking earth. Yeah? Mine came around from the universe when I hit Suso. Or Sousa, or whatever his name is. He was gone. He didn't even have time to get up and do whatever this. He was just in the tunnel. Yeah? So let's not get it twisted and try to come on a TL and try and make accounts and try and belittle this situation like I ran. Now I've done my thing and I kicked out because man were coming and they were angry. I weren't having man choking me, pulling me, gripping me up, punching me in my head and doing all that because there was 30, it would have been like 25, 30 man on one. What idiot standing there? Huh? Unless you're Duncan Ferguson or one of them man there, you're just swinging. I'm not standing there. Fuck that. You get me? This is KV in line with Shoot the Defense, the best podcast in the world. I already just tapped in on what I'm about to speak on. Yeah? I've just tapped in with past players and present players. Yeah? What do you think, Leon? On past and present. Listen, I've got no qualms or nothing to say about the present. It does its thing. The players do their thing. Yeah? It's a different kettle of fish now. Yeah? Money-wise, the way the clubs are structured, the way people train, the facilities man have got, it's all different. It's all different. I'm coming from an era that sometimes Mark Hughes didn't even have shorts to go out and train. Someone had to run and go and get him a pair of shorts. Sometimes Marcel Desailly boots had mud underneath it. Man had to run and go and clean the boots. I'm coming from a different background. Yeah? With epic players. Yeah? Epic. My come up was kind of different. I'm coming from a come up of Zola, Desailly, Deschamps. Who else am I coming up with? Brian Laudrup, Casaragi. Was it Casaragi was there? Was it Casaragi that was there? Gianluca Vialli. Yeah? I'm coming from a different kind of come up, cuz. So when I'm talking, yeah, don't take it like I'm a belittle in the present. But I'm just seeing difference. Yeah? I'm coming from a come up that's watching Ronaldinho, Zidane, Ronaldo, Iniesta, Xavi, peak Scholes, like the kind of it. Do you get what I'm saying? The come up's different. So when I'm talking, don't take it like I'm disrespecting people because I'm not. Like I said, the players now, they do their thing. CR7, epic. Messi, epic. But really and truly, do you get what I'm saying? You man are dealing with numbers and stuff like that and stats. How many crosses man's got and how many... Like, fuck all of that. Man ain't dealing with that. Some man are going to say, well, you have to look into that. And read, well, you look into that. You, man, look into that. I am not looking at it. Yeah? I'm coming from defenders of Maldini, Lilian Thuram, Baresi, Cannavaro, Tony Adams, Vidic, Rio Ferdinand. Colo Torre. I'm coming from something different. We're coming from something real epic. Batistuta. Crespo. Henri. York and Cole. We're coming from a different kind of thing. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, there's not... the players I just named there. Yeah, there's tons more players. You can't name the tons more players on this era. You can't do it. You can't do it. It can't be done. You men are going to start flinging in names that men don't even know. Do you understand what I'm saying? The come up is different. Real, real different. But then again, I respect the present era. Of course I do. You man, do your stuff. But when I'm talking and I'm on a TL and I'm on Twitter and I'm talking about it, you can't mingle the two. This is what I'm talking about. You cannot mingle the two. It's long. It don't make no sense whatsoever. Not one bit does it make sense. Yeah? So I'm going to just leave it there. Yeah? It doesn't make sense, the past and present. You can't match up the two. The past is much more better than the present. Simple. Now, that's not disrespecting Messi or flipping Cristiano Ronaldo. No way, Jose. I would never, ever do that. Them man are full-blown monsters. Yeah? Simple. The past era were monsters too. And they was playing against monsters. Defenders, midfielders, monsters. These man ain't monsters. The defenders, you man ain't monsters of this era here. You ain't monsters. The midfield man, them ain't monsters. It took Arsenal years to replace Patrick Vieira. And we still don't know if they've replaced him in Thomas Partey. We still don't know. Man, I'm just guessing right now because he's done one or two little things and he looks strong and this, that and the other. Roy Keane came on the TV the other day talking about, boy, they might have replaced him, you know. But look how many years it took us. This is KV, in line with Shoot the Defense, the best podcast in the world. Everybody, yeah, comes on the TL and says, when I start talking about Boris, my tweets get taken down. I don't know who's doing what. Yeah, I have to go through a whole process of flipping telling them I'm not a robot and this, that and the other and blah, blah, blah and blah, blah, blah. Man, come back on the TL. There's no tweets. Tweets are back fucking way back to 2018. There's no current tweets. Yeah, but we're going to talk about Boris on KV. Night Vision, we're going to talk about Boris. We're going to talk about Boris. Yeah, because this is just a joke thing. We're going in lockdown on Wednesday. Yeah, in 48 hours we'll be on lockdown. Now, what I don't understand, Boris, is, yeah, why are you coming out on Friday or whenever it is, yeah, and telling people Wednesday we're gonna be on lockdown? What is the virus saying to you? We're giving you fucking 3 days, 4 or 5 days, yeah, to get your stuff together, and then we're gonna come back. Cause we really wanna know, as the people. Do you get what I'm saying? You're controlling us in a way, and when you're giving us the information on why you're controlling us, it ain't making sense. Because the biggest interaction, probably in England, is schools. But the schools are still open, cunts. First of all, you're telling man about, I'm sure I heard something about it don't really affect. The kids won't really be affected by it and blah, 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 understand them. Or that was the rumour. I'm not saying it's a fact. That was the rumour. But then the kids had on masks in school. Now it's a thing where the kids can be affected and this, that and the other. You're closing down the whole place, but you're keeping schools open. The biggest interaction from different households is school. You've got them open, but you're telling people this virus is so, so bad. Yeah, you have to lock down the whole place. But the schools are open. Where is the sense? Where's the sense, Boris? Man, don't understand this. Yeah, I don't understand the rules you're giving to people. Just like I said on past KVs, yeah, you're talking about interaction and this, that and the other, but you're giving my percentages off if they go and sit down in a restaurant and eat. Wouldn't it make sense if you got a takeaway and you was given 10% off? Man, don't understand these things. And it's not making sense. So obviously the people them are going to be upset. The other day you came out and said this, you might be leaving the whole thing because the peas ain't enough. Bruv, are you... I don't understand when... Who's advising you to come out and say these things? You're on 160k a year or whatever it is, yeah? How's that not enough peas to be coming out and talking bullshit in front of a camera? Huh? Like, what is actually going on? Because it can't be the virus because there's too much loopholes. Man, I'm talking about we have to lock down the place to save the NHS and rare. And it's going to be a different Christmas this year and blah, blah. But I've got Christmas presents to buy. Not me personally. Yeah, because my missus done her thing and the Christmas shopping's done. We read the thing fully from flipping July. Yeah, but people, obviously, they going to go out and they need Christmas presents. So now you've locked down the whole of November. We don't even know what it's going to be like in December. So what is it? What's actually going on? You're talking about numbers and inflation in numbers and rare. The numbers ain't even making sense, cuz. You're putting numbers together, and if they're right, then it is a fucking madness. What's going on? And it ain't. It's just dumbness that you're putting towards us. Certain man are eating it. And I'm going to tap into this as well. You man that are eating this bollocks. Yeah? You're eating this shit. Yeah? That this guy is giving us. And we have to follow the rules. And this, that and the other. And blah, blah, blah. It is a load of shit. You man are the problem. People are on social media. Yeah? Talking about. They're waiting for the coronavirus test. People who have took the test, they're waiting and their anxiety in fucking waiting on the coronavirus results. Then it's coming back and telling you, you've got coronavirus. Now you're online, recording yourself, filming with teary eyes, puffed cheeks, like you've ruffled up yourself. Because when you was online talking and recording yourself, telling you're waiting for this and you're waiting for results and you're waiting for that, you didn't look muffled. But all of a sudden, 2 days later, that flipping test has come. You're riddled. You, man, are the problem. You guys are the problem. That's the problem. You lot, you're giving them numbers. Yeah, if you go on the internet... Yeah, and you type in the little Asdas and all that they've closed down and turned into COVID testing and this, that and the other. Hardly, there's nothing going on in there. So where are these numbers coming from? There ain't nothing going on in it. There's been a man that's gone around the whole country at looking at certain things. If you tap into the internet and get the right videos. Yeah, this is not makeup stuff. Man, I'm not fucking editing the fucking the testing centres onto a screen and then putting no one there. There's no one there. But, yeah, there's this inflation. Brother, I've got a cold right now. Guarantee if I go on do a test, they're telling man I've got coronavirus. I've not got coronavirus. I've got a little cold and a sniffle and I will get through it. Simple. All of a sudden, there's no other illness bar corona. No one's even dying or nothing else bar corona. Everything's corona. If you man them can't see these stupidness, this is just a little touch. Half a percent that I'm touching in, which touching on with the bollocks that them man are giving us. That half a percentage. Not even 1%. Half. It's just bullshit, bruv. The fans there. Football don't even seem the same. There's no fans, man. I'm making up audio and it ain't even adding up to what's going on the pitch. Man, I'm shooting this guy over the bar 3 seconds later. Ooh, you're hearing from the fucking audio on the speakers around the stadium. It's just stupidness, bruv. Do you get what I'm saying? That's why I rate Russia. That's why I rate them. Yeah? Fuck the Putin thing and man, don't this, do this and do that. I rate Russia. Because they said, fuck this. We're not on no bullshit. Miss me with all this. Our fans are in the stadium. Simple. That's exactly what they did. Because the other day, I'm looking at the Champions League. And man are playing in Russia. And I'm thinking to myself, bro, that's actual. Is this a 3D thing? Oh, man, I didn't know. Oh, is that actual? I tweeted, a man said, yeah, they said, fuck this. Do you get what I'm saying? And I was like, okay. So it can be done. Okay. Do you get me? Even more shit to dig up. It's just bollocks. If the whole place is riddled with this thing, everyone would be on the same wavelength. Lockdown, everything. The virus is not gonna wait until you tell people to get their things together, i.e. businesses and rare, and this, that and the other. Then the virus is not waiting for all of that. If the virus is on top of everything, it's not gonna tell you it's got 3 days off. So you man get your stuff together before I hit back. It ain't going like that. So you're lying. There's lies. There's lies being told to us. And why is this? Boris don't want to go on GMTV. And is it GMTV? Good Morning or whatever. What Piers Morgan does. He don't want to go in there. Because if them man they put it to him, he ain't got the answers. If you man are so with your thing and what you're telling us, yeah, you're so strong, just answer everybody. Go on all the major flipping outlets and news outlets and this, that and the other, Good Morning TV shows, and just put it to us. This is why this is happening. Boom, 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 boom. This is why this is happening. Boom, 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 boom. Numbers is happening. Look at this. Look at that. Look at this. No one's going to have nothing to say. Simple. But you, man, are coming online, yeah? Yeah? You're getting in front of people or you're just declining the whole thing, yeah? And it's making everything look iffy. When your little pals are going online to and doing little interviews on the news, they can't answer no questions. It's a bear and well, yeah, and it's bear that. Yeah, but we're supposed to believe you. Don't make sense. Do you get what I'm saying? And like I said, this is just 0.5% that I'm touching in on. Just 0.5%. There's bear lies being told. Yeah, bear lies. This is KV, In Line with Shooter Defense, the best podcast in the world. Women's football. Women in football. Women commentating on football. Women playing football. Now, no one's saying women playing football or whatever. You lot do your stuff. But come out of the men's stuff. Yeah, I've spoken about this numerous times. Come out of the men's stuff. You had a girl the other day on doing commentary. Yeah? Right? And she said, This is her exact words. She said, yeah, all they're doing is passing it from side to side. We call that crab football. Crab football? If anybody has heard the terms of a team passing it side to side and they've heard somebody say, oh, that's crab football, please reply to this podcast and say, yeah, I've heard it. Because I've never heard that. Crab football. Crab. Well, crab. Crab sticks. Crab. Yeah? In case you're hearing this wrong. Crap. No. Crab. That run on the beach. Crab. Crab football. Because them man they move side to side. Crabs. Yeah, she said that's what it's called. That's what they call it. They might call that crab football in the women's game. And in women's changing rooms and all that. But it don't happen in men's. That's absolute bullshit. Now, this is what I'm trying to say. Yeah? We don't want to hear that. I want to hear players who's played the game. Now, a presenter of a show can be a girl, can be a boy. No one's got no ifs or buts about that. Man don't even have to play football if they're presenting the show. All they have to do is put questions to the man that they've got in front of them, and that's it. Let the man them that's played ball give us their analysis, i.e. Roy Keane. I want to hear that. That's what I want to hear. Yeah? That's what I want to hear. Them man, they're talking about football. Jamie Redknapp. He might not be everyone's cup of tea, but I want to hear that. That's cool. That's calm. Micah Richards. Sorry about getting your name wrong still. Micah Richards. That's what I want to hear. Yeah? Ian Wright. That's what I want to hear. Gary Lineker, even though he's a pussy, oh, that's what I want to hear. Yeah? I don't want to hear flipping Katie from flipping South London, who plays for Arsenal's women's team or whatever, or Crystal Palace women's team. Yeah? And she's giving me some dead chat. Not even the right lingo, no nothing. She ain't got the same energy, no nothing. But you get some man on there going, she's played at a higher level than you. Huh? Higher level than me. A higher level than me. Me, cuz. Fam, there wasn't even women's teams when I was playing. there was a doubt, yeah? And if there was, man was not taking them serious, yeah? And you can see man don't take them serious. The other day, Balassi, yeah? Well, it wasn't the other day, it was a while back. I flung up the video again on Twitter. That's how the men's are to me. And he wasn't even in first gear. He was in neutral. And he made someone, he whipped it in the top corner, he ran them, he pulled it back, he made another girl, whipped it in the bottom corner, everything, and went off saying, ha 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 ha, laughing. Now, man, I might play Championship, League One, League Two, Scottish Prem, or whatever, this, that, and the other, but where is your levels? International football. Women's football, international women's football ain't even League Two. It ain't even Sunday League. Man, they will get bus up. They will get moved to. Sunday League teams will move up women's international football. Move them up. Completely. All right, like I keep saying, yeah, if you really want to flipping put this to the test, yeah, I will pick a squad of players from my TL, nobody that I know. I'll just pick man who say, yeah, I'm ready, I'll be left back. Yeah, I'll be midfield, I'm a madman free kick taker, I'll come, I'll play. I'll just pick a squad. And if you lot really want to play, hit me up, because I will do that. And we'll play, and we will see. We will see what's what, yeah? And who's good and who's not, yeah? Because I'm fed up of this thing. And every time I say something about women's football, and rare, and I'm going to stand by my word, yeah? You lot are shit. There ain't no girl on this earth that's better than a man at playing football. Now, you might call it sexism, or you hate women, or you're degrading women. That's all you man can say. Simple. And I don't give a shit what you man say, because really and truly, I'm not trying to get back into football. So I ain't got to follow no rules. I ain't trying to be no flipping presenter or do no commentary or be involved within backroom staffs of no football. So I'm going to speak the truth. And like I said, I can pick a squad of 24. Yeah. Yeah. I'll be the gaffer. I won't even play. Off my timeline. Yeah? Yeah? And we'll play you, man. Well, you girls. And we will see. Yeah? We will see. We'll even put money on it. We'll put money on it. Simple. We'll put money on it. Yeah? Every man that has to come in has to bring a peas. And lay down the peas. Yeah? We'll put peas on it. Simple. And you girls, bring your peas as well. Put your peas down, and whoever wins takes the peas. Yeah? And we will see. Like I said, I stand by my word. You guys that are coming out going, oh, she played a bigger level than you. You lot can suck your mums. It's my podcast. I can say whatever the fuck I want. Nobody ain't running this podcast. No one don't fund the podcast. No nothing. Suck your mums. You lot don't know what you're chatting about. Oh, this, that, and the other. Oh, she speaks well about this, that, and the other. The mixed race girl who they're talking to, Arsenal girl, or this, that, and the other. She talks sense, bruv. She talks sense. And fuck that. Shut your mouth. She don't talk no sense. She's never fucking got to whiffed or even fucking be. But them gal are getting fucking man's foot with this. You see them when Balassi was doing his thing in the, on training. They was going laughing. Let it be a real thing and you will see. Shut up. We don't want to hear nothing. We don't want to hear your opinion. We don't want to hear your analysis. We don't want to hear nothing. You lot, if you lot are so, do your thing in women's football. Go and be an analysis and be and commentate and do that on women's football. Go and do your thing. Because I guarantee you, there's women's football ain't even taken serious anymore. They ain't even taken serious no more. Remember when you lot were trying to push the thing? They ain't been pushed no more. It's dead. Dead. And I hope Corona buns it. It's KV in our Shoot the Defence, the best podcast in the world. Leon, have you got any Ranieri stories? Chelsea stories? Yeah, I have. We was in Marbella pre-season, doing our thing, tuning in, running up and down, getting the flipping fitness levels up. And the gaffer said we can have a night out. So obviously, the English boys are like, whoa, we're on this thing. Do you get what I'm saying? Me, John Terry, John Harley, Jody Morris, all like, boom, we're on this thing. Whoa, beer juice and a dance tonight. So anyway, we get to a bar and we're juicing. We're juicing, cuz. Do you get me? These times, peas was flowing mental, cuz. We was juicing. I just put a little Prada shirt. You get me from the shop and everything there. You get me out of Prada trousers and our Prada shoes and then I was doing my thing. Yeah. Everybody else was just trash and ready. Yeah. Trash means like, don't mean bad. It means it's a Jamaican term where man's on this thing. Man's suited and booted and doing their thing. Not suited and booted, but you know, every man's in swag. The drip's nice. Yeah. So we're boozing now. We didn't even know, but paparazzi are taking pictures. I'm on the bar, wanker, juicing it, juice drinking, spilling everywhere, and this, that, and the other. And I'm thinking, bam, my phone starts running. I'm like, rah, who's this, my dad? You man in the paper, and you're on this, that, and the other. But someone have to draw the paper up. Yeah? Because we're on the bar, and we're jiggling up ourselves. Yeah, the gaffer weren't happy. Yeah, and then I just thought to myself, rah, is this it? Do you get me? These times I ain't played no first team game nowhere. I ain't been on loan, no nothing. Yeah? And I'm in trouble like this. I'm being caught up in this passer. I'm thinking to myself, rah, is this it? I need to allow it, cuz. So now when you see me bang a man or I'm in some sort of situation or face to face or there's a fight or whatever, I'll just bang a man and run. Cause I don't want to get caught no way. I don't mind to put bring up my name and say, really. So if anything, yeah, I can just say, well, boy, it weren't me, you know. Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah, because that was an eye-opener to me. That was actually an eye-opener to me. Yeah? A real, real eye-opener. I was just a boy coming up. And I was doing these antics. Do you get what I'm saying? Disappointed in myself is an understatement, guys. And I know you hear about, it's always you punching, because someone says, yeah, you always seem like you're the hard. No, I'm not hard. I've been gripped up in training sessions. Brighton, well, I must have done a madness, a tackle or something. I've been running up my mouth. Bam! Richard Carpenter's hand right around the back of my neck, almost choking me from the back. Charlie Oakway up in my face, you fucking, fucking no cunt. You know how Charlie Oakway is already, you get me? I'm there trying to get Richard's hands off my fucking back, going, what? Yeah! In his face, every man spitting in each other's face, really standing there, but that's calm. Do you get me? I was in Lillishall, yeah? I was in Lillishall running up my mouth. The seniors, because there was a juniors and a seniors, 16 seniors, 16 juniors, Yeah. I was in Lidditchell running up my mouth, running to their common room. What they was in doing all their work, we had to do homework and this, that and the other. Even though we went to a flipping public school, when we came on, we had to do, like, obviously the homework and this, that and the other. I run up in their common room acting big. What? You, man? Like, we used to tease our juniors and this, our seniors and this, that and the other, right? What? Shut your mouth. Like, this is... We had real beef with them, yeah? Shut your mouth. Ray, 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 this, that and the other. Man, turned one way to the door, turned the other to look back in and blow! Ian Armstrong, bang man in their lip, bust their whole face, everything. Yeah? And I had to just call and check and settle myself and take it. Because again, if I riled up my mouth, I would have just got rushed by 16 man. Yeah? So don't take it like, oh, boom. You're always the one doing a punch. Man's been in bear things where man's... being punched, punched back, punched, punched back, gripped up. Really, understand? It ain't like that, because I'll tell you straight up and down, I'm not asked. Really. I know I can defend myself. I know I can pull it on man. I know man can pull it on me. And rare, but I'm not a dickhead. I'm not going to let you just pull it on me. We're scuffing. Simple. And that's the way I've always been. Stephen Watt, who was in Chelsea training, he was running up his mat. I just banged him in his nose. Simple. But me and him are brethren. We both went flipping from Chelsea. He went somewhere, whatever. I went somewhere. Then we both ended up at Swansea. We was brethren. We went drinking out together, blah, 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 this, that, and that. But that's my wingers. Yeah? But at the time, yeah, man was heated. And that's what happened. Reece Evans, who was at Swansea, he was at Chelsea with me. He was running up his mouth on a pre-season trip to somewhere. I just fly kicked him in his back. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, it's just heated moments that these things have happened, yeah? But if I see Reece Evans somewhere, I'll go, yeah, what's going on, Reece? We'll slap hands and that's it. It's not a full beef in football on this, that and the other. You have to, because you're around each other every day. So you have to squash the beef somewhere along the line. Do you understand what I'm saying? Same thing when I went flipping Greece, banged the chairman's son in his face. Completely. These are not lies. Go and ask Craig Rocastle. Just banged him in his nose. Everyone's gala, 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 and doing this all around me. I just said, fuck this. Do you get what I'm saying? No man can't treat me no way. Long. Bare different languages I'm hearing. I don't give a shit. All Brazilians was there. Greeks was there. Russian man was there. Whatever. I didn't give a shit. Yeah, I don't care. Don't try and treat me or make me feel a certain way and this, that, and the other. Because we're gonna scuff. And I don't mind getting beat up. I'm cool with that. But know that you're gonna get something. And like I said, man, love making these short jokes and all of this. And man's height and rare. Oh, you're just a little man and rare. But the little man, them can do their stuff. Look at Javonte Davis. Nearly killed my man the other day. I thought he was dead. I actually thought that was it. His life's done. It's over. They're going to flip him, body bag him up in the ring and take him out. I thought that was it. Because he dropped. He done his ACL. Yeah. He dropped and then he went underneath the turnbuckle. Couldn't even see his head. I thought his head flew off in the fucking, in the crowd because his head was just missing. If you go and check the video, when he goes underneath the thing, it just looks like he's got no head, cuz. It looks mad. And that's a 5'5" man. So stop making the height jokes like you, man, are tough. It's long. Everybody can scuff. And obviously, Arsenal versus Man United the other day. Yeah? Right? At OT. Yeah? At OT. Yeah? Command's always making jokes about, oh, yeah, you ain't beat us here for years and you can't beat a top six side and rare, and this, that, and the other. Well, what happened 1-0 the other day? What happened yesterday? Huh? What actually happened? You man were sluggish. You man were lethargic. You man were slow. You man have got the fake Pogba. Yeah? You man didn't even look like Man United. You look like Cambridge. Listen, cuz. Yeah? All the jokes you lot. Where's the jokes? Where was the jokes on the TL yesterday? I was at him, man. Man weren't even replying. But you want to run full crud when you, man, get a result over us. Shut the fuck up, bruv. You lot of dickheads. You're done at. Simple. Your time's done. Just like Roy Keane said. Yeah? You have to be a certain player to play for Manchester United. Same thing I've been saying about Arsenal. Yeah? You have to be and have a certain attitude and mentality when you play for certain clubs. This new era are not on it. I'm seeing man laughing when a corner's going to be take, jiggling, pushing each other, and doing all that. That weren't happening in the last era. Push a man in his last era, they go, in your face! What is it? What is it he's going to say? This is what's happened in the last era. Tackles were flying. Arsenal versus Man United? Are you mad? That was a war zone. And I ain't talking about Call of Duty. That was a war zone. Arsenal, Man United. Do you get what I'm saying? And you, man, just looked sluggish the other day. Sluggish. Yeah? And it was at OT. That made it even more sweeter. Yeah? You lot, we ain't the same that we used to be, but you lot certainly ain't the same that you lot used to be. 100%. From manager to players. 100% not the same team you lot used to be. Or even half the team you lot used to be. You lot done out. Complete and utterly done out. And we got the 3 points at your ground. Yeah? And we came on the TL and nobody was talking. Nobody wanted smoke. I added Marvin Morgan. They didn't want no smoke. He didn't want no smoke. I should have added Fresh Ego Kid. Yeah? Because all he's talking about, rare. Whenever you see Man United beat Arsenal or whatever, this, that, and the other, he's the first on the TL. Talking. Tweeting. Yeah? Couple man who run certain accounts for Man United on Twitter. That man didn't even answer me back. There was going on like, I didn't even send a tweet. You get what I'm saying? But, like I said, yeah, like I said, it ain't the same that it used to be. It ain't the same that it used to be. So we just have to roll with it where it is now. We got the 3 points. You lot didn't. This is KV, in line with Shoot the Defense, the best podcast in the world. Which player was a nightmare, yeah, going on a night out with? Nah, listen, he's changed. He's changed. He's a man of God right now. Yeah? And I respect him. Me. That's my brother. Yeah? And he shows a lot of respect to me too. But Rory Fallon, you was a madman. I don't care what... Hey, bruv. One time we went out drinking. This is in Wine Street when I was in Swansea. Wind or Wine Street, whatever it's called, yeah? Sorry for the sniffles again. And all of a sudden, we was out for a little bit. We was tipsy. Man was walking to the next, the venue or whatever. Every man busting, jolt, walking, rear end, this, that and the other. You get me? And then all of a sudden, we see a Spider-Man on top of the car. Full outfit, mask, suit, like suited, tight suit. Spider-Man, yeah? Go and type in Spider-Man suit and man in Spider-Man suit on the net. Click the images and look at the Spider-Man. Just look at him. Now, we seen this in the nighttime on top of a car. And I'm thinking, am I drunk, cuz? Someone tips up me my drink. Because what is this? It wasn't Halloween. There was no fancy dress going on. Nowhere. And I'm thinking to myself, rah. What's going on? So as we're approaching, getting closer and closer, he's like doing Spider-Man antics, you know, squatting with the one hand down and doing all, and I'm like, rah. Everybody else is going, who the fuck, what's going on? And I'm going, rah. Like, I didn't even want to talk to her next man because I'm thinking, I'm blinking, I'm trying to think, rah, what is actually going on? It's Rory, cuz. Bruv, it's Rory, bruv. Now, all I wanted to know is, where did you get this Spider-Man outfit from, cuz? Because it's flipping 1 o'clock in the morning. 12 o'clock, whatever time it was. It was late. And you're in... He came out with us. There was no Spidey. He didn't have a bag, no nothing. All of a sudden, he went missing. You know, like them man there in the hero movies. They go missing. All of a sudden, you see them disappear, cuz. And they're in, like, the mask. He put on the mask and then bang. He was the mask man. He was doing his thing, Jim Carrey. Where... Man disappeared. And because man ain't really... moving like that, like we didn't really say, oh, where's Rory and this, and that. We just continue to the venue. Oh, you catch up when he catch up. Bruv, man was fucking in the full Spider-Man outfit. Yeah. Doing the Spider-Man thing. He was that drunk and wankered. He actually was doing what Spider-Man does on top of a whip. Don't know whose whip it was. Don't know where he got the Spider-Man suit from. It fitted him, everything. I don't know what was going on, bruv. Yeah? But he was the original madman to go out with. Him. Rory Fallon, I love you, bro. Yeah, I had to tell that story. We know you're a man of God right now. And you're doing the right things and this, that and the other. Love you, bro. But that story had to be told because I was in amazement, cuz. Because I just didn't know what was going on. To get me, it was just crazy, bro. But this is Shoot the V defense. This is Shoot the V. I don't even know what I'm chatting about. This is KV in line with Shoot the Defense, the best podcast in the world. We'll see you next month on a Wednesday. Yeah, some day of the Wednesday, cuz. Yeah, bless, peace, love, stay safe, keep smiling, stay hydrated. KV. One other thing I do like tweet on. And I do mention every now and then is you shit baby mothers who have been in a non-violent relationship. Yeah, that means your baby father has not been violent to you. He's not abused you or whatever, and this, that and the other. But you withhold your kid from seeing their father due to what you don't like what your baby father is doing. You lot are the problem. You lot are the problem. Even if he's cheated or whatever and this, that and the other. As long as it ain't a violent thing, allow it. Let them and your kids see each other. Because this is what's going on in the world. This is what's wrong within kids growing up these days and this, that. They ain't got no parents that are pulling together and fucking... raising their kids together. It ain't happening. Sometimes it's just a mum that's just what she's working, the man, the kids are by themselves certain times, and rare. Do you get what I'm saying? A father's influence and what's the word? Input is vital. It's vital. You women can't, you baby mamas can't do it by yourself. We're not saying it can't be done by itself, but it ain't gonna be done right. A high percentage of the time it ain't gonna be done right. Some of you are fucking going court and talking, and it ain't even going like that. And because everything's on your side, i.e. laws and this, that, and the other, it's being pushed upon the man, and he can't really see. It has to be contact centres and stupidness, and certain people have to be there, and you're making up times that they're meant to meet, then phoning them 5 minutes before and saying they can't come. And the man, your baby father's already at the location and rare, and this, that and the other. You're going on the phone and telling people lies. Some baby mothers are actually doing this just to get more peas. There's hundreds of thousands of men out there who's paying hundreds of thousands of pounds. hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and thousands upon thousands upon thousands trying to see their kid, and it's not going nowhere. Some man are leaving themselves in major debts trying to see their kids, and the mums just fucking playing about, literally. She's just doing kick-ups with the thing. Man are getting depressed. Some man are just going in so within themselves, they're talking about fucking suicide. All because you lot don't like what's going on. What the baby father's going on to. I.e., he gets a new girlfriend. He's got a new kid with the girlfriend. All this you lot don't. I'm thinking to myself, rah, you lot ain't together. Obviously, you two are broke up for a reason. Like I said, as long as it's not abuse or violent or putting his hands on you or this, that and the other, allow it. What's the big deal, bruv? You're really going to keep your youth from seeing his father because you're seeing certain things on social media and you're getting within yourself and all unhappy. Some man are actually being told a time and location that they're going to meet their kids at, and the kid will be dropped off, and then 10, 15 minutes late, before the time, they're phoning and telling, oh, can't make it. No reason. And the man can't kick off, because as soon as he kicks off, she's going back and saying, oh, well, we're frightened and blah, 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 and this, that, and the other, and re-te-te, bang. Now the man has to see the kid in a contact centre. So there ain't no violence and this, that and the other. Some man actually have to see their kids with their baby mother's family member around. Imagine, cuz. Imagine. Imagine you girls are actually doing this. Imagine. The laws need to be changed on these issues here. It's dumb. It's done. It needs to be changed. It's foolishness. Yeah? It's foolishness. And 9 times out of 10, the geezers are half-decent geezers. They don't want no smoke or anything. They're not on nothing, really. They just want to see their kids, get on with their lives, do their little 9-to-5s, and just chill. Want their kids in their lives, spend a little time with their kids at the weekend and this, that and the other, or holidays or rare, and just chill. But you baby mothers want to hold and draw this card. You lot need to really have a look at yourselves. Really, really need to have a look at yourselves, because it's an embarrassment. And then you want to tell the kid lies. Oh, your dad, and rare, and this, that, and the other, and blah, blah, blah. Not telling them the real flipping thing that's going on, that your dad's trying to see you, but I'm just being a cunt. This is KV, in line with Shoot the Defense, the best podcast in the world.